Whilst I know most of us as business owners have heard the term profit and loss or P&L or even income statement in our time, well, at least I hope most of us have, this conversation is more of a way to reignite the discussion around your P&L, to give it a little more life than perhaps it's been given now. You see, this conversation was spawned from the many discussions I have with business owners who know they have one, know that it's important and all, but aren't doing enough with it. Knowing what I know about a profit and loss statement, it would be remiss of me to not have this discussion, as I know so many are missing out on the wealth of knowledge that can be found in them. So in this episode, we'll explore what a profit and loss statement is, why it's indispensable for you as a small business owner, what critical elements it contains, and what invaluable insights you can derive from it. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. In the complex world of small business ownership, keeping a firm grip on your financial health is paramount. Whether you're just starting out or have been in the game for years, understanding your business's financial performance is so important to making informed decisions and steering your business towards success. And one of your most valuable tools at your disposal for achieving this is understanding your profit and loss or P&L statement. So let's start where it matters. What is a profit and loss statement? I know this discussion or this question seems simple enough, but I'm going to go through it from the start anyway, for the specific reason that I think a lot of people aren't using them well enough. So at its core, a profit and loss statement is a financial document that provides a snapshot of your business's revenues, costs, expenses during a specific period of time. It's commonly known as an income statement, P&L statement, or statement of operations. This document summarizes the performance of your business over that specific time frame, and it's typically a month, quarter, or year. And when we're talking about a year, it's usually a financial year. However, there is a distinct difference with understanding what a profit and loss statement is and then also understanding a well-structured profit and loss statement. A well-structured profit and loss statement is a dynamic tool that will capture your financial ebb and flow of your business. And at its basic level, it helps you evaluate whether your company is making or losing, and this part I know many business owners are keeping an eye on, but did you know it can also help you understand what's driving those financial trends and making data-driven decisions to optimize your operations? Informed decisions are at the heart of a successful business. A well-constructed P&L statement equips you with the necessary financial insights to make those informed decisions. For example, it can help you determine whether it's the right time to hire more employees, invest in new equipment, or even expand into different markets or with different products. Without this financial roadmap, you will be making decisions blindly, which increases the risk of very poor financial outcomes. Now, given that it can do all of this, what is in it that provides such valuable information to you as a business owner? A profit and loss statement is actually made up of several critical components, and most of them I know you know what they are. But once again, because they're not being utilized the way I think they need to be utilized for most business owners to really capitalize on, I'm going to go over them just again for you. So let's start with your revenue or sales information. This section of your profit and loss simply outlines the total income generated by your business during the specified period of time. Now, revenue includes income from the sales of products or services and is just the starting point, literally, of your profit and loss statement. Now, I talked about a well-constructed P&L statement or a well-structured P&L statement. In your revenue or sales information, a well-structured P&L statement would highlight where those streams of revenue are coming from for your business. It would be specific enough so that you know exactly where you're generating revenue or sales, how much of it you're generating in those areas of your business, and it then will highlight to you exactly where you should expend your energy. What's making you money? What's not making you money? Where are the sales going and when they're going? Because you've got to remember, this is over a period of time. So it could really highlight to you that seasonal nature and give you so much valuable information about your revenue and sales trends. So it's a huge section, even though it's very, very simplified. There's also the next section of your profit and loss statement, which is the cost of goods sold, or also known as your COGS, which is just the acronym for cost of goods sold. Now, the cost of goods sold represents any direct costs associated with producing or delivering those products or services that you have. Now, these costs can include things like your raw materials, labor, manufacturing expenses, all the things. You simply then subtract your cost of goods sold or your COGS from your revenue to give you some really powerful information. Let me tell you what that powerful information is. It gives you your gross profit. Another term that may or may not be familiar to you that highlights the impact that your choices, your day-to-day choices, such as price points and costs to get your products and services ready for sale, how they can have such a big impact on the success of your business. Your gross profit is essentially the difference between your revenue and those cost of goods sold. And it reflects your business's profitability before accounting for any other expenses or overheads in your business. Speaking of other expenses and overheads in your business, the next section of your P&L are your operating expenses, or these overhead expenses. And you know them. You know them very, very well. They are all those other costs that are needed to run the business, that aren't directly related to the production of your goods or services. But my friend, we know, are still very significant. Things like rent, utilities, salaries, marketing expenses, insurances, and so many more. Whilst they're not directly related to the production of your goods and services, they are a critical factor still in determining how you run your business, whether you're effectively costing your business correctly, and of course, to determine your net profit. The net profit. This is a term I am very, very much certain that you all know. This is literally the bottom line item on your profit and loss statement. And it represents the amount your business either made or unfortunately lost during said specified period of time. Your net profit is simply calculated by subtracting all those operating costs that we were talking about from that gross profit. Now, before I get into what you can learn from your profit and loss statement based on this information, what is also important to know is, where do you get all this information that I speak of that brings you such detail in your profit and loss statement? Well, my friend, the sources of information that contribute to this financial snapshot of your business can come from so many different places. So let's start where we start on our profit and loss statement, and that's at the top, your sales records. Your revenue or sales figures are the backbone of your profit and loss statement. That's what's going to hold it up. And these numbers can come from things like your point of sale systems, your invoices, or your sales registers. It is essential to record this information accurately and should include both cash and credit transactions specifically. Moving down a little bit further, when we're thinking about our cost of goods sold or our COGS, which is next in line on our profit and loss statement, this detail is derived from understanding all the costs associated directly with producing or delivering your products and services. It's not an opportunity to merely say that you know where those costs come from. What is important is to have the costs captured correctly in your profit and loss statement, every single one of them. And these costs could include, you know, invoices, or you can get the information from invoices for your raw materials. Your labor expenses will certainly play a big part in that. Any of those manufacturing overheads that we talk about, and you know, all the stuff, the packaging, the freight, those fees to get those goods landed, everything directly related, you know where to get it from. You're going to have an invoice that will represent that. You're going to have an employment contract that's going to represent that, and you're going to know exactly where that is. And then finally, we move down to the operating expenses, or those overheads, and the records that you could be keeping in relation to that. Now, the operating expenses can be things such as your rent, utilities, payroll, marketing costs, and all other overhead expenses that we talked about before. And again, these are all sourced from things like invoices or your payroll contracts or even your lease contracts that you might have for the rent. And ever wonder why you need to keep that sort of paperwork? This is the reason why. It is vital to keep this information to know the details of all your business expenses. Well, maybe not literally the physical paperwork, but at least have a digital copy of it, especially in this day and age. But this information will be the catalyst for all the detail that you need to capture how you run your business, and therefore all the information that's going to be contained in the operating expense or that overhead expense section of your profit and loss statement. My friend, now that we understand what information is included and where the information comes from, there are different methods that you can choose that will help you put your profit and loss statement together. Now, the most obvious and most used in the small business circles are accounting software packages like QuickBooks, Xero, MYOB, all those. And they're popular because they are user-friendly interfaces. They really are. And they're streamlined processes that can generate a profit and loss statement. Accounting software actually helps us automate much of the process and reduces the likelihood of errors. So it's ideal for small business owners with moderate to complex financial operations. And, you know, online accounting systems offer the benefit, in addition to the simplicity of it, of real-time data access and integration with other financial tools that you might have, and the ability to collaborate with people like your accountant or your bookkeeper remotely, if that's how your business is set up. However, I do want to preface this conversation by saying that for small business owners just starting or with relatively simple financial transactions, creating a profit and loss statement using a spreadsheet software like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets is not only a cost-effective option, but a really robust one. Manual spreadsheet entry is an excellent choice for small businesses with basic financial operations and those who want complete control over their financial data. Now, if you don't have one and would like a simple done-for-you template that can assist you here, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to one that I have available for you. And of course, for small business owners who prefer to focus solely on their core operations, outsourcing the creation of your profit and loss statement to a professional accountant is also a viable option. And outsourcing your P&L statement creation to accountants or bookkeepers ensures accuracy, and it does adhere to accounting standards and the ability to receive expert financial advice in addition to that. But don't be fooled, my friend. You can still have all of that managing that information yourself. And you know I'm a big advocate. If you've listened to this podcast, you know I'm a big advocate for you as a business owner to really own and understand your financial information the way you need to run it, and use external people like professional accountants and bookkeepers to support that notion and bring it in. So there are various different methods that you can use. And whatever you choose, selecting the method for generating your profit and loss statement will certainly depend on the complexity of your business's financial transactions. It'll also depend on your level of financial expertise, your level of confidence, your preference for hands-on control, all of the things. Manual spreadsheet entry is cost-effective, but possibly can be time-consuming for some, while accounting software and online systems will offer automation and convenience, of course. If you prefer a hands-off approach, hiring a professional accountant is certainly a prudent choice as well. Now, for those who are wanting to delve into accounting software potentially, I do have two small mini courses about Xero and QuickBooks to help get you started. And again, I'll put those in the show notes for you to be able to reference those. Okay, with all that information out of the way, now comes the good stuff. What you can actually learn from your profit and loss statement. Now, the most obvious benefit of a profit and loss statement is assessing the profitability of your business. By analyzing your net profit, you can see whether your business is making money, whether it's breaking even or operating at a loss. This insight is essential for making those strategic decisions that you need to about things like cost management, pricing, and of course, revenue generation. In addition to this benefit, by reviewing data such as your revenue data, for example, over different periods, you can identify things like seasonal or cyclical trends in your business. And this knowledge allows you to allocate resources more effectively during what you may deem to be the peak or off-peak periods if they apply to your business. And it might also allow you to understand things like adjusting inventory levels or even staffing levels. Another benefit is that they provide you with a detailed breakdown of your operating expenses, helping you to identify, my friends, and this is a key component, so listen up, where your money is going. You can literally pinpoint areas where you may be overspending, where you might be able to find opportunities for cost reduction, and of course, make more efficient financial decisions, because that's what it's all about. We talked earlier about gross profit, what it is and how it's calculated. Your profit and loss statement can provide additional information to that simple gross profit calculation by taking it one step further to examine information such as your gross profit margin or this ratio of your gross profit to your revenue figure. This type of information, or at least access to it, allows you to evaluate the profitability of your core business operations. So for instance, if you're seeing your gross profit margin decline, it may be a sign of increasing production costs or a need to review your pricing strategy. My friends, eyes wide open. Your information is right there for you to tell you what to look at next. Now, another great benefit is that your P&L statement is a tool for comparing your actual financial performance to your budget or your financial projections that you may have in place. If your actual results deviate significantly from your budget, it is certainly the cue to go and investigate and make necessary adjustments to your business operations. And finally, while not explicitly part of a P&L statement, it actually can still indirectly provide insights into your business's cash flow. A strong net profit doesn't necessarily mean strong cash flows. We know that. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know they're not directly the same thing. But by analyzing your revenue and expenses, you can better anticipate cash flow challenges or opportunities for surplus. To better illustrate this practical application of a profit and loss statement, I'm going to consider a hypothetical business situation for you. Let's call it ABC Coffee House. So if we were to look at their revenue, ABC Coffee House revenue for the year might have been $250,000, which might be a 20% increase on the previous year. This growth, we could determine by our profit and loss statement, could be attributed to things like higher customer traffic, increased menu prices, or even expanding our product offerings. Then if we look towards our cost of goods sold or our COGS for the year, say it was $80,000, and this represented costs associated with things like getting the coffee beans, the milk, the pastries, all the other related expenses to this coffee house. The gross profit, therefore, would be $170,000, which is just your $250,000 minus your $80,000, which is your cost of goods sold. Then we look to our operating expenses, all those, you know, other costs in our business. Now, in this particular instance, they may include things like rent, utilities, payroll, marketing, and they may total, let's say, $120,000 for the same period of time that we've been talking about our revenue and our COGS. Therefore, after subtracting those expenses from your gross profit of $170,000, your net profit for the year would be $50,000. Now, here is the sort of analysis you can do with this information. And say at this point, we're going to look at what's important to most, and that's the profit margin analysis. So the gross profit here on this information for ABC Coffee House meant that it was 68% of our revenue or sales, indicating that the coffee shop is efficiently managing its production costs. So it's working really well in terms of its core operations. However, when we look towards our net profit margin, it's only 20% of our revenues or sales, which suggests that there's going to be opportunities in those operating costs to try and reduce them or optimize them further to be able to generate more sales. It opens your eyes to that information. So based on this analysis, ABC Coffee House can make informed decisions about how do they price their products, where do their marketing strategies need to go, and the cost management to improve this profitability and this financial performance overall. And here's the thing about your profit and loss statement. You got it set up. You got it set up well. You can continue to do this year in, year out. It's great information for you to know what to do next for your business. So for small business owners, mastering the intricacies of financial management has to be a critical step towards the success that you want. And your profit and loss statement, with its comprehensive insights into revenue, costs, and profitability, is an indispensable tool in your financial arsenal. It will empower you to track your financial performance. It will empower you to make informed decisions, plan for your future, attract investors, and, of course, maintain compliance for your business. So in your journey as a small business owner, never underestimate this transformative power of the profit and loss statement. This document not only paints a clear picture of your business's financial health, but it's going to provide that roadmap that I keep talking about for achieving your goals and aspirations. So by regularly reviewing and analyzing your P&L statement, you're going to be able to navigate this world of business ownership with confidence and clarity, ensuring your business's long-term success. So go forth, my friend, P&L away. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.